Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hey Oklahoma, this summer, pledge to stand united behind the grill. Walk with pride with beef in your shopping carts. Because beef is what's for dinner, and dinner brings us together. After all, we may be a country with countless tastes, but united we steak. Join together at unitedwesteak.com. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
You've just heard a taste of a new national campaign launched by the Beef Checkoff called United We Steak. The campaign will be featured in national advertisements on digital and social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram. The advertisements will also be shared on video platforms including YouTube and Connected TV in an effort to inspire Americans to grill up their favorite beef meal. To learn more, visit UnitedWeSteak.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families.
Today's cattle futures market was relatively quiet again. The August feeder cattle were up about 5 points at 144.75. It was about 45 cents off the high. The Septembers were down two at 146.60. October feeder cattle up 32 at 147.40. And then the live cattle were anywhere from about 20 to 40 higher to finish the day. The brightest spot on the cattle futures was out in the winter and spring months in the feeder cattle. The January feeders finished up 80 at 145.10, March is up 75 at 143.40, and April up 90 at 144.47. And so again, those further out 2021 contracts were the kind of the leader here. Boxed beef at midday was down 58 cents on choice at 203.66. The select was up 56 at 191.01. The spread $12.65. Today's cash trade, it looks like we had some $99 and $100 trade in Texas and Oklahoma on about 1,800 head. Yesterday, there was some $100 in Kansas. The kill today was $117,000, again, below where we need to be. Last week, it was $119,000. So, disappointing kills continuing to happen there on the slaughter.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the 24th annual big event at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. It'll be happening the 14th and 15th of August. Friday afternoon, the 14th, they'll be selling 280 head, including fall calving females and spring calving pairs. And on Saturday, the 15th, 11 a.m., we'll start the big event sale. 300 plus lots will be selling. Come to the ranch for the sale or watch on SLA TV, Dish 997, or on the internet, liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, big event.
Today's grain futures were mixed here. We did stop sliding though in corn. The corn futures finished up about 2 cents in December at 322.5. This is the lowest or right on the lowest levels we've seen in the last 10 years. Back in 2016, the December corn got down to about $3.15. But before that, you've got to go all the way back prior to 2010 to find these levels for December corn. And partially due to the fact that the yield estimates just keep increasing. We've seen as high as 185 or so estimate, but pretty much everybody's between 180 and 185, which is above the trend line yield at this point for corn. Beans still getting weighed on here. They're down about 3 cents in November at $8.78. And then Kansas City wheat was up four, Chicago wheat up a penny, and the cotton futures up about 4 cents, at 40 cents at 64.41. So really, the grains had a pretty good day given all of the negative trade we've seen over the last couple of trading days. And currently the stock market is on fire today after good jobs estimates this morning. Now the Dow Jones up 308, the S&P is up about 20 points, and that good jobs has also helped the energy markets. We have September crude up 47 cents at $42.17 per barrel.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you or not of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.